Chamishi of this week's parsha. Seems face value pretty simple. The camps move after all the preparation, after dividing them, who sits in the north, who sits in the south, who sits in the east, west, and then organizing what order they're going to travel in, who goes first, who goes second, when the Mishkan goes, when they blow the trumpets, before who goes. And finally they reach the stage where it's time to go. And that seems to be the content of the Aliyah. But there's one conversation that happens right after, which is a very important conversation because of what happens afterwards. They're about to go. They're about to travel from Har Sinai to Eretz Yisrael. Is it a long trip? Shouldn't be. Okay, it should be an 11-day journey. Okay, as the Sefer Dvarim says, Chadasar Yom Mechorev Derech Harzir Ad Kadesh Barnea. Kadesh Barnea is technically inside modern-day Israel. Okay, so it takes 11 days for all those people to travel. It shouldn't be. Obviously, if you're walking on foot alone, perhaps it'd be faster. Should take 11 days. And Moshe Rabbeinu has a conversation with Chovav ben Reuel HaMidyani Choten Moshe, which is either Yitro or Yitro's son or Yitro's brother. It's hard to tell because Yitro has a bunch of his seven names, or Yitro came with his clan. And he says, "Nosim anachnu la makom asher amar Hashem oto eten lachem lecha itanu veitavnu lach ki Adonai diber tov al Yisrael." Okay, he says, "Come with us to Eretz Yisrael, to the place God promised us, because God spoke good about Israel, which means we're going to a great place. Great things are happening. Things are only going to get better. Okay, all the work we did." And all this year and plus that we've been in Har Sinai, since the Yitzrayim, it's all coming together. We're going to something that is Tov. What's the thing that happens right after? The people start to complain. They complain about the food. They complain about lack of meat. There's this huge fire. Then Miriam holds them up for a week with her Lashon Hara about Moshe. Then they get the big one, right? They get the Meraglim. And everything just complete. And afterwards you get Korah, okay? Everything just like completely falls apart. This Tov, this optimism Moshe Rabbeinu has, just crashes. Now, this is, first of all, a lesson in leadership. A lot of times, leaders aren't connected to what's going on. Okay? They're charging forward. They're saying, "After me," and they think that everyone's on the same page as them. And the reality sometimes is that they're not. Not everyone's on the same page. You're thinking, "Wow, this is a really exciting time," and they are having other thoughts. Now, when you're excited about something, when you're facing a big mission, when you're all like psyched, do you care what the sleeping conditions are? Not really. Do you care what the food is? As long as it's edible, right? We're going somewhere big. You know, if I say, you know, like I'll take you to the top of, you know, Kilimanjaro, and you're like, "Oh wow, that's pretty awesome," and you're climbing it, and then you're like, the first night, you're like, "What? No beds? There are no beds here. They're just sleeping bags." Then they take out the meal, and it's just like tin cans of like tuna. You guys call it tuna, right? You know, like, and you're like, "This is the kind of food I'm gonna eat climbing this mountain." Now, those things usually don't happen. Why? Because you're like, "Look at the view here. Look how awesome this is." Fine, you know, whatever. Just eat whatever. You know, I'm going to somewhere important. You only start thinking about the conditions. It's not a long trip either, right? You only start thinking about the conditions when you don't really want to do what you're doing. The big picture, you know, if your dad drags you camping and you don't want to go camping, then the bugs bother you, and the sleeping bag bothers you, and the tin cans bother you, and you just want to go home. That's the gap. Moshe Rabbeinu is just seeing this. Hashem Diber Tov Al Yisrael, we're all going. And the people are like, we're not so sure we want to go. So they're complaining about the conditions. And that gap, Chazal point out in a midrashic way, the next Aliyah starts with the Vayivin Soa Aaron, and there's the famous upside down, backwards nuns in front and after that. And they say it's to separate two bad things. Second bad thing is, of course, the complaints. The first bad thing is, they saying, the leaving of Har Sinai. And they describe it as Ketinoka Boreach Mabeit HaSefer. Like kids going on to getting out of school, right? Running home. Saying, yay, we don't have to learn anymore. We don't have to learn Torah anymore. We're getting away from Har Sinai. On a personal level, there's a song that gets sung here in Yeshiva that bothers me for that reason. The song that guys start singing, Bein Az Mani, it bothers me because it's Ketinoka Boreach Mabeit HaSefer. You're like saying, I'm running away from Torah. Thank God's man is over so I don't have to learn anymore. Bein Az Mani. That's the wrong attitude. Okay? It should be a sad song saying, Bein Az Mani. Let's hope we survive it. Bein Az Mani. Let's hope, you know, we can still grow in it. Bein Az Mani. You know, like, it's not, it's a necessary thing, but you know, but just to start seeing it, it bothers me. And that's the attitude Chazal found here. Why? Because they're not going to Eretz Yisrael. They're getting away from Har Sinai. The minute they got away from Har Sinai, they're like, we don't necessarily want to go anywhere else. And then they start bothering them the conditions. And a lot of people, you have to know, are you going elsewhere? Or are you leaving here? Right? Those the few that are still here. And that right mindset will determine what happens next in your lives.
Good talk. All right, guys, two quick announcements.